After prolonged treatment, why would someone with cancer choose to participate in yet another type of intervention, even one using the hallucinogenic drug psilocybin to help them deal with the psychological aspects of their disease? Roland Griffiths, the principal investigator of such a trial at Johns Hopkins, explains.
This intervention is unlike anything they've ever experienced in the course of their treatment. We've had some patients come in and say, I've been through a lot of procedures before. Most often when I'm being evaluated, people are interested in my disease, but they're not interested in me. This is the first time that I'm feeling that there's really some connection with who I am and the meaning this disease and this whole process has to me.
Griffith's study using psilocybin in cancer patients is underway. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.